Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, February 4th, a day when we try to focus in on the scriptures and not so much on editing. And today we're going to start with our memory passage. Now, I have to be honest, I've been looking at the memory passage every time that I ask you if you know it. So I'm going to try at least the first verse without looking, thinking about all the different pointers that I've been sharing with us. It's from Romans 1, 16 and 17, and it starts with the word for. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God. Oh gosh, what's the next word, y'all? That brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. And don't you think that that's just the theme of all of Romans? Faith in Christ and what he has done, not in what we can do. And so today, as we read Romans 6, 1 through 8, we're going to talk about this Messiah, Jesus, and how he is the one that rescues us. And here Paul uses the metaphor of baptism, but he's really taking us back to some Exodus imagery. And in the baptismal waters, it's like entering into the Red Sea, and the Israelites were freed from Egypt. And when we enter into the waters of baptism, it is a symbol that we are being freed from sin. Now, when the Israelites exited from Egypt, they were called to a new way, a new life, and they were given the Ten Commandments and called into the law. And when we recognize the need for the Messiah, the one who has rescued us from sin and from death, we also are called to a new life. It's the life of the Spirit and following the ways of God's Spirit. I could get excited about this, y'all. Romans 6, verses 1 through 8. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ, or just as the Messiah, was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with the Messiah, with him, like this in his death, we will certainly be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with the Messiah, we believe that we will also live with him. This passage is a call to questioning, thinking back, if you've been baptized, to your baptism. In baptism, it's a picture of throwing off the old self, allowing that to be crucified with the Lord, so that the body of sin might be done away with. Lord, help us to remember we are not slaves to sin anymore. We don't have to be resigned to, oh, this is just who I am. No, we've been freed, just like in the Exodus, freed to live according to your Spirit. And so help us, Lord, to be attuned to the Spirit's call on our lives today, a life of peace and patience and kindness, a life of hope, knowing that we have restored relationship with the God of the universe. And we pray for those who have not come to faith, who have not entered into the symbolic waters of baptism, which remind us that we are no longer held in this life to sin. Okay, we're going to move on over to Psalm 25. Oh, goodness, this is such a good one. And, you know, we're supposed to read verses 1 through 10, but today I want to read this as our prayer. And the way I want to do it is I want to read a line, and then I just want you to aloud, if you can, or in your mind's eye, to repeat it after me. And this will just be our way of praying, just a slow meditation on this psalm. Just a few little notes to start. It starts with, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul." And that is the prayer for everyone. Hearts up to the Lord. Lord, we lift up our souls to you. And then at the end, we're reminded that the Lord is the one who can redeem all of our troubles, and he is at work. Let's slowly meditate on God's word, being mindful that the Spirit is at work. Will you pray with me? To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame. Let not my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame. But they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, O Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then is the man who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him. He will spend his days in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have multiplied. Free me from my anguish. Look upon my affliction and my distress, and take away all my sins. See how my enemies have increased, and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me. Because my hope is in you, redeem Israel, O God, from all their troubles. And bless and keep my brothers and sisters, I pray, Lord Jesus, and remind us that you are with us and that you guard us, rescue us, and that we can take refuge in you. In Jesus our Lord. Amen.